With Montana News, I'm Cole Grant. Republican gubernatorial candidate Greg Gianforte said during a debate Saturday night he will continue to support presidential candidate Donald Trump. That's even after the Washington Post released a 2005 video in which Trump used vulgar language about women. Yellowstone Public Radio's Jackie Yamanaka reports.
Gianforte said Trump's comments are outrageous, inappropriate, and offensive. In the video, Trump used obscene language about groping and forcing himself sexually on women. So Gianforte was asked if he still supports the Republican presidential nominee.
I have said previously that I would vote for Donald Trump. I reluctantly continue to believe that's the right course.
He said it's to prevent Hillary Clinton from being elected.
I wish I had a different choice, but this is the choice we're left with.
The Bozeman businessman said this is why he thinks Montana needs strong leadership at the state level. Governor Steve Bullock says he doesn't agree with Hillary Clinton's positions on guns or coal.
But what Mr. Trump said isn't appropriate for a dog catcher, let alone a presidential candidate.
Bullock says it's appalling and more than locker room talk because it was about assaulting women. The final gubernatorial debate was sponsored by the MTN television network. Jackie Yamanaka, YPR News.
The Montana Department of Justice says about 110,000 Montanans have been victims of data breaches in the past year. The figures are being released under a new law requiring businesses to notify Montana victims of data breaches. The state's Office of Consumer Protection must also be notified. More than 280 businesses have been affected. The Billings Gazette reports the state now publishes an online list of data breach notifications, and victims are also notified by mail. Now, here's a special Pledge Week message.
And join us now in support of the service. Good evening to the two of you.
Good evening.
Good evening, Michael. It's great to be here. Always happy to come on during All Things Considered Morning Edition to advocate for people supporting news coverage on Montana Public Radio. We put a lot of time, effort, and resources into it. National Public Radio puts a lot of time, effort, and resources into it as well. We help pay their bills by paying our dues to National Public Radio, and we're able to do that with your support. Together, we are Montana Public Radio. We're asking folks who appreciate the news here to join us and be part of the team that makes news possible on Montana Public Radio. Go to your phone and give us a call at 243-6400-800-325-1565 or pledge online at mtpr.org.
A group campaigning for the expansion of renewable energy sources rallied nearly 100 supporters today in Butte. Corn Cates Carney reports.
In March of this year, Northwestern Energy released a plan outlining the future of the utility's electricity supply. Today, the group's 350 Missoula, the Montana Environmental Information Center, and Northern Plains Resource Council protested that plan in front of the utility company's state headquarters in Butte. Jeff Smith is co-chair of 350 Missoula.
We're all in this together to protect the earth, and we ask Northwestern Energy to reconsider its plan. Move away from fossil fuels, move toward renewable energy.
350 Missoula says it is protesting Northwestern's plan on spending nearly $1.5 billion on 13 new natural gas generators. Butch Larcombe with Northwestern Energy says the company's plan does consider new natural gas generation, but he says hydro, wind, and solar energy will also play a role.
It's going to continue to be that diverse mix of resources that we have now that we see in the future.
The electricity supply plan was given to Montana's utility regulators and the Public Service Commission to review. Although the plan does not need PSC approval, the commissioners will likely give Northwestern feedback on the plan before the end of the year. I'm Corin Cates Carney, Montana Public Radio.
An adult grizzly bear and her cub have been released into Glacier National Park after being captured near Columbia Falls. Montana Fish, Wildlife, and Parks bear managers say the bears had been seen feeding on apples during the previous 2 weeks along the base of the Swan Mountains and were ultimately removed from a meat processing plant last weekend. The bears had been eating meat scraps behind the meat processing plant. The adult bear is about 15 years old and weighed about 420 pounds. Wildlife officials say the cub was also in good shape, weighing in at about 145 pounds. Wildlife officials still have traps set for a male bear that had been seen with the others. Idaho officials say livestock depredation by wolves appears to have reached a low point, showing that the program is on the right path. The Capitol Press reports that Idaho Wildlife Services Director Todd Grimm says his office killed 70 wolves in fiscal year 2016, which ended October 1st. 50 of the wolves were tied to livestock depredation. The recent numbers were about the same as during fiscal year 2015 and slightly down from 2013. Grimm says he believes depredation cases have gotten about as low as they will be. Idaho Governor's Office of Species Conservation Administrator Dustin Miller says the state, which recently took over wolf management, has greater flexibility to manage the predators that the federal government did. He says he expects the trend of depredations to stay low. It's been a month since jury selection began in the trial of the Bundy brothers and five others charged in connection with the winter takeover of a national wildlife refuge in southeast Oregon. Prosecutors have rested their case. In the face of the occupation, Ammon Bundy has testified. With Montana News, I'm Cole Grant.